I'm here with Stephen Nolan. Best news coverage for your coverage the night of the London Bridge attacks. How's that feel to win an award for that?
Well, it's always special to win an award like this because you know you're competing against the very best in the UK. But let's remember what the event was. The event was tragedy, and so I'm just aware of that tonight. That you know what we were covering at the end of the day was people dying and people getting injured. But the fantastic thing about Five Live, and it's where the media is going, some of our best correspondents were the actual people on the ground, and just listening to them, your heart beats a little bit faster when you've got that magnitude of a story, because you've got to get it right, and the tendency is just to maybe race a little bit too hard. So it's about standing back and just waiting until you definitely know in an event like that what's happening.
And how important is that backroom team who are getting the callers on air and kind of being the eyes and the ears?
So the quietly slushy thing to say is, isn't the team important? But when you have, it's about trust. When you have, you won't trust everybody in a team, but when you have a couple of people who you really, really trust on a night like that, it's really easy to present. And it's about, you can actually tell just by looking at each other what you're going to do next or not. And I'm just gifted that I have great people. You know, Philo Holland has been with me for a decade now. And when there's a big event like that, he knows what he's doing. Phil, the editor, he trusts me and I trust him. And I guess it goes right back up to the controller. You know, if you kind of know on those things that the controller has confidence in you, then How can you not do it right, you know?
And it's been a big year of news. It's been a big year for you. You've won a few other awards as well.
Yeah, I have. There was a big story, the renewable heat incentive scheme in Northern Ireland, and I had a former government minister calling down to my house to say I want to now talk about the party that he was in. And then we had secret government files landed at my door. And that's just old fashioned journalism where we took out a room in the BBC and we slept overnight for weeks and weeks and weeks, getting down into the detail, because every way you moved in that story, it was going to be legal or legal consequences out of it. But I would say this, that I think that kind of in-depth journalism is being left too much to television now, and I think there's a real place on radio for that type of investigative in-depth journalism, and radio stations to do it a lot more.
And we know how much you love radio. You've been quite honest this year about your pay and your journey into the BBC.
Well, I didn't have any choice, to be honest, about my pay because it was published. So you've been a bit kind there. Yeah.
But in the way that you reacted to that story, and obviously then you're kind of opening your heart about your struggle to get into the BBC, and it meant a lot to you to be able to say that on the air.
Yeah, no, big time. Look, in terms of my pay, I've said it before, I'll say it again. You know, am I worth, or is any radio presenter worth more than nurses or doctors and that usual question that's asked? Of course not. They're worth many multiples of what I would get. But you know what the funny thing is about the pay? The public supported me. There wasn't a kickback.
And you can get a pay rise now. You've won another award.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing pay up, you dirty rat.